This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, another great day in Trump land. Come on, man. Trump's exonerated. We're going after the commies. We're going to take them. We're going to go after Hillary. We're going to go after Obama. We're going to go after Ben Rhodes. We're going to go after the FBI leadership, the DOJ leadership. Michael Avenatti's going to rot in prison. We got $1 billion for the wall from the military budget, just as I recommended to the President of the United States. The Green New Deal was voted on today. 0-57. Not one person had the balls. Not one Democrat had the cojones to vote for the Green New Deal. 57-0. And we're about to kill Obamacare. I got a great guest to talk about that in just 1 second. First, let's talk about Fordham Resources. Because I'm known as the capitalist evangelist. And Fordham Resources is a great all-American company. They're a publicly traded, diversified, natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. The Fordham team is led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 a share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits, one of the biggest success stories in the history of Wall Street, from 15 cents to $200 a share. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-M, Resources.com. Ticker symbol FTMR. Great sponsors of our show. We got our guests here to talk about Obamacare. Nobody even heard about Obamacare for about a year now. It's just dropped off the radar, and suddenly, out of the blue, in a filing on Monday with the Federal Appeals Court, the Trump administration said the entire Affordable Care Act should be struck as unconstitutional. And that's not just the Trump administration, but the DOJ. So I would say that good things are happening, but I want to hear from an expert whether good things are happening. Seth Denson is a healthcare expert, president, and co-founder of GDP Advisors, and he's with us right now. Seth, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me with you.
So is there some chance that we could actually strike down Obamacare and kill it, finally, once and for all, without Congress involved, just with a court ruling it is unconstitutional? Where do we stand?
Well, there's always a chance, and obviously the makeup of the court has changed a bit with Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, taking their place on the courts. But the challenge that we have is, if you remember, the ACA has made its way to the Supreme Court twice before, and the most recent time it was actually Justice John Roberts who served as the swing vote upholding the constitutionality. So, you know, we can hope that there's going to be some changes to the Affordable Care Act and how it is currently labeled as the law of the land. But the reality is that the makeup of the court, while there's two new voices, Justice Roberts, who was the swing vote, is still there.
Okay, but on the other hand, Justice Roberts is ostensibly supposed to be a huge conservative. He certainly, you know, betrayed us. I don't know if that's the right word. He was a traitor to the conservative movement. He slit our throats. He stabbed us in the gut. He did something terrible last time with Obamacare, but it was on a very narrow ruling. Was it a tax? Was it not a tax? He decided to go against it, then he flipped, and he went for it. This could be a whole different ruling, a different area, a different reasoning. It never had anything to do with the mandate last time. Now the mandate's been basically the tax penalties been struck down, so therefore they could rule that the mandate is unenforceable, unconstitutional, and therefore the whole thing goes down, no?
Well, they could. So here the foundation of the current ruling, of which the Justice Department has come out and supported, was out of Texas, actually, where I live. Judge Reed O'Connor came out, and this was right at the beginning of the year, just at the end of December, and said that the original opinion of Justice Roberts no longer had validity because, if you'll remember, under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, the Republican Congress finally did do one thing, and that was eliminate the individual mandate penalty, and therefore it was a violation of interstate commerce that to comply with the law, I, as a citizen, either had to either pay a tax or buy insurance. Well, now the tax is gone. The only way I can comply with the law is to buy insurance, and that eliminated the validity of what Justice Roberts stated. Here's the only challenge, and this is, I'm not a legal scholar, I'm a market analyst in the healthcare world, but here's the only challenge, and this is where 21 other states have now filed suit to uphold the current ruling, or uphold the law, is that the tax is actually still in the law. It's just been removed to $0. So the Tax Cuts and Job Act removed the penalty from the its level in the ACA down to $0. So technically, again, some legal scholars are stating that I could make the argument, or they could make the argument, that the tax is still there. It's just a no-cost tax.
So how is it likely to play out? What do you predict? Let's get your expert opinion.
Man, I would tell you that if I was to look at the makeup of the courts and the structure, I would tend to lean that this gets upheld, that the ruling out of Texas gets upheld, and that the ACA is unconstitutional. However, given the way that Justice Roberts went on the last one, I'm just not quite ready to go all in on that assessment.
I got you.
And
no,
we never know what could happen.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I think it should. If all things were right in the world, we would win every major ruling 5-4 now. But Justice Roberts, who is the chief Supreme Court justice, has really laid down the law here that he is not a dependable conservative vote, and he killed us with Obamacare the first time. So I don't know why I'd be naive enough to think he's going to save us the second. But again, he seems to base it on, you know, slivers of what he thinks is constitutional, not on right or wrong, Republican or Democrat, conservative or liberal. And if he thinks this is right versus wrong, we may win this one. So who knows, right? Could happen.
It could happen. At the end of the day, here's the big thing, and Republicans need to step up here and actually get together and do something on health care. We got to come together and say, this is what we need to do to solve health care in the United States. And we've now got 32 million people that could be impacted by this ruling. And so, you know, Republicans have an opportunity here. If they can come together with a plan that if one thing happens, if this does get upheld and the courts strike it down, Republicans need to be ready for the 1-2 punch of saying, and here's the solution to health care now. And right now they don't. I'm really hoping that somebody steps up on the Republican Party and says, here's a plan to fix this thing.
All right, so what happens to the millions of people who rely on Obamacare, as much as I hate to even say those words, who rely on Obamacare? I think the whole thing's a farce. I don't think they really have insurance. I think, you know, I've always argued that if you suddenly have government-issued insurance and it's free, but it has a, you know, a $5,000 or a $10,000 deductible, then you don't really have insurance at all, because most bills are going to be under $5,000 or $10,000. That's what almost everybody has. They're all complaining all day long that no matter what they do, it's not covered because they have these gigantic deductibles. So I don't really even believe that most people have the insurance they think they have. But for all intents and purposes, what happens to millions of people who rely on Obamacare if Obamacare is struck down?
Well, if Obamacare struck down, remember, it took about 4 years to roll it out. And so we would expect that it would take somewhat of a similar time frame to unroll it, only because the insurance markets have to adjust whatever the new laws are. And so we can't just wake up tomorrow and expect all these insurance companies to have these policies in place and ready to go, and we're throwing people out. The vast majority of Americans that are getting the benefits through the Affordable Care Act are doing so through Medicaid expansion. And so you still have this government-funded program. At the end of the day, what needs to happen is the government needs to step up and restructure some ways to allow free market capitalism to work. We have the best healthcare system in the world because it's a free market system. It brings innovation and advancement. But a free market system works best when the consumer has the power to make decisions on healthcare. And right now, because of the way that the system is structured, there's a lack of transparency that allows the consumer to operate as a consumer.
You know, it's funny because I was never sick a day in my life, literally. I'm 57 years old and never had a single problem in my entire life until about 2 months ago, or actually 2 months ago was when it was solved, but 3 months ago I got sick and I had kidney stones. And I lived with those kidney stones for about a month, or maybe it was 5 weeks. It was probably a month and a week. 5 weeks because I had to see like five different specialists, and it takes time to get in to see them, and it took time to get a CAT scan, and then it took time to get the surgery in the hospital arranged. So it felt like forever, Seth, forever. 5 weeks felt like 5 years because I was in pain for 5 weeks, and I did this show for the whole 5 weeks, and nobody would have known because I'm a good actor. So I just made believe it wasn't happening, and then the minute the show ended, I felt like collapsing each day. Now I feel so fantastic after that surgery. And all I could say to you is, if it was government-run healthcare, knowing how bad the DMV is, knowing how bad the IRS is, knowing every interaction I've ever had with government in my entire life is an unpleasant, horrible interaction, knowing that you have to wait in all these other countries like England or Canada, you have to wait 6 months or a year to get a surgery that isn't life or death like cancer. I couldn't have lived a year with this kidney stone. There's no way. What I would have done is I would have said, screw it. I'll just take $20,000 of my own money and I'll go have the surgery. So therefore, there is no free government health care for people who are smart or have money. We're just going to go do it. So the bill's going to be on us while we pay much higher taxes. The whole thing is a disaster when government gets involved. Don't you agree?
I couldn't agree more. Nobody wants to go to the post office to get their health care taken care of, right? I've stood in line there lately. And you know, the other challenge that you have here is again, health care is expensive. It is very expensive, and there's just not enough money to pay for it. And what we start to see in some of these other socialized countries, look at Venezuela, look at Russia, socialism, when it gets fully instigated, eventually you run out of other people's money. And you've got to pay for this somehow. And so what we need to do is put some reasonable things in place to drive down the cost of health care and allow our free market to work. The American consumer is a diligent consumer, and they do great things when they have the power to do it. We need to bring transparency into the system, allow the free market to work, and allow the consumer to manage the system effectively for themselves.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it, Seth. We're headed to a break. I appreciate you coming on, Seth Denson, healthcare expert, president, and co-founder of GDP Advisors. GDP Advisors. Thanks, Seth.
Thanks for having me on.
Let's hope and let's pray to God that Obamacare gets struck down by the United States Supreme Court. It sounds like we got a shot. I'll bet it's a 50-50 shot. It's all up to Chief Justice John Roberts. Will he screw us again? We'll find out. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. See you in a sec.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
War now.
Were you?
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
And conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, War Now, Tangible Investments, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And you know you need gold. Look, all of us know we need gold. It's a must. You have no choice. You got to own some gold. You've got to own some silver. And there have been quite a few days recently where the stock market was way down and gold was up that day. And that's why it's a diversification. It's insurance. I call it wealth insurance. And it was up a little bit today. It's in the 13-15 range per ounce. Silver, 1543, both up a little bit today. Nothing major, but gold and silver are poised for a great breakout. How do I know? Because all the central banks of the world are buying the most gold and silver in 50 years. And China, which everybody thinks is pretty damn smart, the Chinese government is buying gold like they never bought in their history. And gold companies are buying out other gold companies, which is always the sign of a coming major uptick for gold. Matter of fact, the biggest purchase in history, one gold company is buying another for almost $18 billion. And so Tangible Investments want to prove to you, if you're going to buy gold, you want to buy it with them, because after you deal with Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Give them a call. They're friends of the show. They're friends of Wayne Root. They have credibility. I call it golden credibility. $2 billion in transactions, over $2 billion in transactions, 35 years in business. Discount Gold, Silver, and Precious Metals Company. Get it at a great price. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. I've known the owner for 15 years, over 15 years. So another great day to be a Republican. Yesterday was one of the best days in the Trump presidency. today. They're going after Obamacare today. They're starting to build the wall. Today, we're destroying the Green New Deal. 57-0. United States Senate today unanimously rejected the Green New Deal without a single vote in favor. The resolution failed on an unusual 0-57 vote, with all Republicans and a few Democrats voting to reject it, while the other 43 Democrats voted present. Can you imagine what frauds these people are? Absolute frauds. I mean, can you imagine what a horrendous policy proposal it is that not a single senator would go on record supporting it? Not even the Democrats' sponsors. Because there are Democrats running for president of the United States who say they endorse it. Cory Booker endorsed it. Gillibrand endorsed it. Kamala Harris endorsed it. Yet they wouldn't vote for it. Unbelievable. And I'm telling you right now, the way to proceed with this is for Donald Trump to now put out a Green New Deal for the Republican Party, but it's all about money and giving people more of their own money. That's the green people care about. No one really gives a damn about climate change or global warming. They know it doesn't affect them. They know it's a bunch of hooey. It's a bunch of BS. They know it's never going to make a difference in their lives. But they know that it's a way for the Democratic Party to steal power and money and control. Not just a little power and money control. If something, you know, if you brought up something to me that was going to cost me like an extra 1%, I'd go, no, I don't have an extra 1%. I need my money for my kids going to college. And my future kids going to college. And then what happens when they want weddings? What happens when they want down payment on homes? What happens when I have grandkids? My God, I got to have money left. I wouldn't give you an extra 1% for global warming. But they don't want an extra 1% for global warming. They want everything you've got for global warming. They want all your money. They're going to need 100% of your money. It's going to be pure communism. They're going to steal every penny you've got. What do we have left in time, Chris? I just looked up and saw it's kind of late. What do we have? 1:10. Let's quickly grab Corey in Long Island and see if we can get in a call. And if not, we can pick it up on the other side. Corey, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Thank you, Wayne. You're a good man. I'd like to spit this out as quickly as possible. $20 million of the taxpayers' money has been wasted. I'm a 9/11 responder. I worked in the pit for 3 months. Okay, I've also applied. I had attorneys apply for the 9/11 Victim Fund. Got several letters, waited 2 years. That they stated that I was eligible for it. My final letter said I was entitled to zero, okay? And I'm speaking out for, I'm shouting out for all the construction workers that were on that file that got zero recognition, that we work with the Port Authority, NYPD, the fire department, everybody, my steel workers, brothers, the laborers, the coffins that were there, and we're fighting to get this, and this government wastes $20 million on BS.
And don't forget the billions they waste on illegal aliens. Corey, we're with you. I feel terrible for you. You should have gotten some money. God bless you, man. We'll be right back.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says justice was not served after prosecutors unexpectedly dropped all the charges against actor Jussie Smollett.
They wanted their day in court with TV cameras so America could know the truth, and though they chose to hide behind secrecy and broker a deal to circumvent the judicial system.
Meanwhile, former Washington, D.C. homicide detective and now Fox News contributor Ted Williams believes
Chicago may the police department may have very well gotten out in front of their skis here.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it will be up to Attorney General William Barr to determine what parts of the Mueller report are released to the public. Speaking on Capitol Hill, the Kentucky Republican says he hopes Barr is working to release parts of the report that don't hurt national security.
There are two things the Attorney General will have to grapple with: classified information and innocent people's reputations.
USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, it's just wonderful. It's nirvana. It's heaven. God is great. 57-0 was the vote today against the Green New Deal. The Democratic Party could not get one single senator to vote for the Green New Deal. And if this vote had been taken in the U.S. House of Representatives, what would the vote have been? What is there, 435, right, in the House of Representatives? Would it have been 432-3? Because you know that Ocasio-Cortez, it's her deal, she would have voted for it. And Ilhan Omar would have voted for it, and Rashida Tlaib would have voted for it. So I guess it would have been 3-432. Something like that. Maybe there would have been 10-425. You can't get anybody to go on record as supporting the Green New Deal. Because they all understand it would destroy the United States economy, cause millions of people to starve, and take away every job in America. What a joke. What an absolute travesty. And by the way, speaking of travesties, aging is a travesty. Getting older is a travesty. And that's why I love Senogenics. Because, you know, I gave a speech today. Remember I told everybody I gave a speech today at the Southern Hills Republican Women's Club. Huge standing room only crowd. Every time I go there, they get a full sellout. And huge standing ovation. All great people. Nice people. And they just loved what I had to say. They raved because they all came up to me and said the same thing. They all said, you talk and what comes out of your mouth sounds like what I think all the time, but nobody else will say. But the second thing everybody said to me was, you look different. You look younger than you did 10 years ago, let alone last year. You look like you're aging in reverse. You're getting younger. And the reason why is Senogenics. Matter of fact, the woman who met me at the front, you know, in front of the entire, catering hall, basically, she met me to walk me in back. And she goes, Wayne Root? I said, yeah. Wow, that's you? I said, yeah. She goes, you look young. I mean, folks, this is Senogenics. True stories. Senogenics is the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, defying aging, anti-aging. And guess who uses them? Wayne Root. And guess whose fitness level is up by almost 60% versus 6 months before when I first took the test? Me, Wayne Root. Guess who looks younger? Guess who feels better? Guess who feels like they've turned back the clock 10 years? They are my fountain of youth, Wayne Root. So take my word for it. Give them a call. Free call anywhere in the United States, toll free. And free no obligation consultation. What do you have to lose? Nothing. Go find out if they can do for you what they did for me. They made Wayne Root great again. They can make you great again. Free no-obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, as opposed to older, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Senogenics.com, C-E-N-E-G-E-N-I-C-S. We've got our guest, James Herson, and I need him because my voice is going because I gave that 90-minute speech and then rushed in, and I've now done 90 minutes of radio. And James, you got to give me a rest here. New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry. His website is jameshirsen.com, H-I-R-S-E-N, and we love having him on. What's happening, James?
Hey, Wayne. James is my name, and filibustering today is my game.
There we go.
On your throat. You know, look, the thing we got to talk about is this miscarriage of justice that took place in a place that I was born in, Illinois. And I was born in Cook County, Illinois, and I know Chicago like the back of my hand. This is pure Chicago fixing going on here. First of all, this is not done. Prosecutors don't work with law enforcement and investigate something and develop evidence and impanel a grand jury and come up with 15, 16 counts of felony crimes, and then all of a sudden turn around and drop all the charges. And to add to that, erase it from the record.
And seal it.
Make it a secret. This is a fix, pure and simple. And Rahm Emanuel said as much. He said, from top to bottom, this is not on the level. The police and the policing union have asked the federal government to step in And there are two things that need to happen. Number one, we need to have the federal government investigate this state's attorney, Kim Fox, who we now know was communicating with an aide for Michelle Obama. She recused herself from the case, but somehow brought herself back in to fix the case. And it's inexplicable. There's no possible explanation for this, especially when you see the highest law enforcement person in the city of Chicago, basically the head of the police department, and the highest official in Chicago, Mayor Rahm Emanuel, coming out there and condemning this in no uncertain terms. So this is a travesty. And the prosecutor in charge, the assistant state's attorney, was interviewed by local press. He said that Jesse Smollett is, quote, not innocent. He implied that Jesse Smollett is still lying, which we all know. And Jesse Smollett went out there in his arrogance, and instead of being contrite, instead of being someone who was grateful for being let off the hook, he went out there and lied to the public again, claiming that he was consistent. It's an incredible outrage. The other thing, I said there were two things that have to happen. The second thing is, if the feds reportedly have been investigating federal charges involving mail fraud, perhaps wire fraud, that have to do with the first event that started all this, and that was a weird letter that was delivered to the set of Empire, and that letter, right out of a movie script, was letters that were cut out from a magazine, very amateurish. And there are reports that federal investigators believe that Jesse Smollett sent that to himself, which then violates federal crimes because he used the mail. Supposedly the mail inspectors are involved from the U.S. mail. That investigation has to be ramped up, and this guy has to be prosecuted. So those are the two things that I see right off the bat that need to be done to rectify this. Then we have the extra added story that Kim Fox was part of the program that we heard about, that George Soros wanted to influence local prosecutors across the country, and he poured out millions of dollars, over 400,000 of which went to the campaign coffers of Kimberly Fox, a protege of Kamala Harris, and she was able to get elected in a very close race, and so especially in the primary. And so this is everything about it stinks to high heaven, and of course the social media is erupted with it. And on a strange day where people are ice skating in hell, James Hurston and Wayne Root agree with Rahm Emanuel.
Right, but it's probably a trick by Rahm. Believe me, he just needs the police union support probably, more than anything else. But, here's the thing. So Kim Fox is the DA. She was supported with over $400,000 in contributions by what's his name? George Soros.
George Soros.
I always like to forget his name. I could try and block it out of my mind, but George Soros. And she reminds me of this district attorney who I guess is a Soros gal, too, from Boston. Did you see what just came across the wires? Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins. She is from Boston. She's the Boston DA. She's a far-left DA. And she announced new orders for police officers today. They are no longer allowed to arrest people for shoplifting, for breaking and entering, destruction of property, vandalism, for resisting arrest, for disturbing the peace, and for drug offenses. You can't arrest them. She also ordered police to refuse access to ICE officials for the arrest of any illegals in courthouses, no matter what the crime. Police are instructed to notify her office if anyone tries to deport an illegal alien. She also wants judges to lower charges against illegals so they will not get deported. She is attacking law enforcement like no one in the history of the district attorney of any major city in all of America's history. Folks, we are under attack. This is evil versus good. And let me tell you something. I could say it clearly. Rachel Rollins is evil. These are evil communists who want to destroy our country. My God, James, we are under attack.
Oh, there's no question about it. Look, in the way the mainstream media is reporting this, that it's a new memo involving leniency in minor charges. That's the way they're reporting this. And this is, I'm pretty sure that Rachel Rollins was in fact, as a matter of fact, I just looked it up. Soros gave her more than $46,000 worth of polling, I believe. Mm-hmm. But in any case, she's of the same ilk. This is a far left-wing Democrat who was elected to be a chief prosecutor and is now undermining the criminal justice system. And this is what George Soros inflicted on this country, misusing his wealth. And we have to have an answer to George Soros. I guess we got to find our own billionaire who cares about America. Of course, we did. We put him in the White House.
Yeah, that is true. We used to have the. Why am I not? I'm drawing a blank again, just because I've got so many names in my mind.
The Koch brothers.
There we go. We used to, but they have Trump derangement syndrome, and they hate Donald Trump. And now they're supporting only Republicans who want open borders, who want millions and millions of illegals to enter our country. The Kochs turn out to be complete frauds, and they disgust me. I can't even believe I used to like them. Oh my gosh, we got problems, James. Big problems. We'll be right back with James Hurston. More entertainment gossip, Hollywood gossip right here. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bella Wood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know. Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenics.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots. War Now, the witch hunt is over. Mueller is dead. The witch hunt is over. Long live Donald Trump. Good stuff. And, of course, we're now on the way to victory with Obamacare. The DOJ declaring Obamacare unconstitutional and arguing in court today. You got to kill the whole thing. We're on the way to victory with the wall. The Pentagon approved the first $1 billion from the military budget under Trump's national security emergency, the one that I recommended. Good things happening. We're on the way to victory with the Green New Deal. 57-0 was the vote today. But we are attacked day and night by these crazy radicals. I just talked to you about the district attorney of Boston. You know the story about the district attorney or state's attorney in Illinois who just let Jesse Smollett off with nothing. Crazy stories. We've got our guest here, James Hurston. I want to mention Liberty Hillshire. Not much I have to say other than they're fantastic. Other than they've taken care of my family for 3 years now. I've saved $54,000 just in premiums. And in doctor visits, I've personally had three of them in the last year and paid nothing for any of them. And then had my surgery for kidney stones, and they took care of the entire bill. Negotiated with the hospital, took care of it. All I owed was the deductible, which is small, by the way, compared to my deductible in the old days under Aetna. And my cost went from $2,000 a month to $449 a month with a lower deductible. I mean, if this isn't nirvana, I don't know what is. Give them a call. And just test them out and check them out and speak to them, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237. It's Christian health sharing instead of pure health insurance, and it is so much better, 855-585-4237 or lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. Thank you, Liberty Health Share, for sponsoring the show. Oh, man, we're going to have a lot of callers during the Newsmax hour. I could feel it because of what just happened with Jussie Smollett. All right, James Herson is here with us, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment industry website, jamesherson.com. That can't be the only news story in America, Jussie Smollett, today. Elizabeth Warren to CBS's Stephen Colbert. Zero Democratic voters care about the Mueller report. What did she mean by that?
I think what Elizabeth Warren is doing actually is pretty smart, because instead of fighting against the content of the Mueller report, which totally exonerates the president, she's saying, I'm going to campaign on what's important to the American people, which is the economy and health care and education, that sort of an approach. I think that's what she means. I think it, as opposed to now Nancy Pelosi today, her approach to the Mueller report is to attack Bill Barr and say that he's untrustworthy now, that the Attorney General of the United States, that certainly Mueller trusts in completely, because if there was something in the summary that Mueller felt was inaccurate, he certainly would have spoke out, and he didn't. And if there was something in the summary that was also co-drafted by Rod Rosenstein, he would have spoken out, or members of the staff. So Elizabeth Warren is taking, she's trying to distinguish herself from this massive field of Democratic left-wing radicals by saying, you know, that she's going to approach on the so-called kitchen table issues as opposed to focusing on impeachment and the Mueller report. The other Democrats are going on television and sticking to the collusion story.
Amazing.
Saying, yes, there is evidence of collusion. It maybe didn't rise to the level of a crime, but we need to see the entire Mueller report. And no matter what question they're asked by an anchor, whether it's on Fox or MSNBC or CNN, their answer is the same. We must release the entire report. By the way, they know full well that under the law, the entire Mueller report cannot be released to the public, because there's going to be things in there that under the law, Bill Barr will be required by the law to redact. Things such as national security issues or those involving a current grand jury, which there are. We know those things are in there. Then what the Democrats are going to say, well, those missing elements of the Mueller report are probably the evidence that's being covered up. And they've already used cover up. So they're basically digging their own electoral graves by not letting go of this ridiculous narrative that they've been on for 2 years, which the Democrat politicians and the mainstream media and Hollywood celebrities have been lying about for two solid years.
All right, let's in the time we have left, let's double back real quick to Jussie Smollett. I just want to get your take. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, liberal Hollywood, and that the tip-off to me is that Rahm Emanuel and David Axelrod are taking the side of, are not taking the side of Jussie, but are taking the side of the cops. Liberal Hollywood going to actually go against Jussie on this one, or are they going to back him on this one?
Well, it already appears that the company, 21st Century Fox, that produces Empire, has come out congratulating the Smollett family and Jussie Smollett. And I think they're looking for an excuse, because the Hollywood left wants to believe the original story because of their Trump hatred. And I think many of them are going to support Jussie Smollett and try their best to twist history and claim that, like Brian Stelter did on CNN, we just will never know if it's really true or not true. But we just got to put our arms around Jussie.
Yeah.
And let him
wait
know
till the feds come in and perp walk him out and put him in jail for 20 years for a hate crime. I sure hope so. Thanks, James Herson. Wayne Root, Newsmax next.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs.
After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.